Tyler Parr is lurking outside. Let's bring him in and chat with the guy who scored twice again tonight, a game-winning goal in overtime. What is that concoction that is in there? My goodness. That looks like something that's probably pretty healthy, and I wouldn't want to drink it myself. What is that?
That's just Gatorade and vanilla protein powder.
Okay, very good. My wife drinks that kind of stuff. Not me. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not healthy at all. Just have to look at me. Congratulations. Overtime winning goal. Tell me about the play.
We had possession out there, and I think we had a tired group of Rebels out there, and, we didn't like what we were seeing in the O-zone, so we kept possession and just had a regroup and got some speed and caught him flat-footed, and then on the 2-on-1, it was just a great shot, and luckily the rebound popped out to me.
Okay. To me, and tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think I am, it looked like you did a stop and start, and they kind of swung, and that allowed you to get up ice into the 2-on-1.
Yeah, I was just kind of reading the play, seeing what I had, and, the guy covering me was just a little bit flat-footed. So Reacher's obviously super fast, so he pushed the pace, and I was just good enough to beat my guy up the ice.
How much fun is it to be able to get this win tonight, considering everything that's been going on around you? There's so many distractions. To be able to buckle down and concentrate and get a win like this tonight.
No, it was awesome. I mean, there's new faces. There's guys out that were here before for a long time. And to be able to compete like we did and put up 44 shots against a team like Red Deer, who's never easy to play against, is pretty good. So it was a feel-good win for us for sure.
Do you veterans know what's going on with these trades and what's had to happen, so to speak? Because there's people out there, dare I say, I make the mistake every once in a while of reading fan sites, and they say, oh, well, then the Blades must not think very much of their players. They don't think they're good enough. I think you guys have a different take on why this is all happening.
No, for sure. I mean, I've been here for 4 years now, and I've been through it all. I've seen, the trades we've made to put ourselves in this position. I was on the team last year where we were very competitive, and we know what situation we're in. All those things on social media and whatever is just distractions for us. I mean, it's not stuff we can control. So we just focus on what's going on in our room, and we know that we're a really good hockey team and we can compete, and that's kind of all we gotta worry about.
Well, you're a veteran of this group now and one of the older guys. I mean, your seat in the bus is way in the back, but it's a very young group now, and you maybe have that much more responsibility as a guy who's a leader with a letter on your jersey.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I take huge pride in being a leader for those young guys, and I mean, I look at the names and the guys that are in this room now, and there's some really good young hockey players. It's super exciting to be able to lead these guys and kind of show them things. Obviously they're great players on the ice, but they've got stuff to figure out away from the rink, or just kind of the ins and outs of the league. So to be able to be a shoulder they can lean on, and hopefully a guy they can come talk to, is huge.
But you keep coming through to 16 goals on the year for you. Another overtime winning goal for you, another game winning goal for you. Congratulations on what's being a great season for you, and continued success to you, Tyler Parr.
Thank you very much.
Tyler Parr of the Saskatoon Blades joining me.